Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Last program, we talked about the fact that the Quran was given for the people of Mecca, the Arabic-speaking people. And one more verse I want to share with you. Verily, we have made the Quran easy in thy tongue, in order that thee may give heed. Surah 44, verse 58. Actually, there is another Surah 46, verse 12. And before this was the book of Moses as a guide and a mercy, and this book confirms it in the Arabic tongue. Okay, there is another important fact I want to share with you. It is significant that even according to the Quran, believers in God submitted their lives to Him, to God, without following Muhammad or the teachings of the Quran. So this is a significant fact. According to the Quran, the followers of Jesus are superior, and the people should follow Jesus until the last day. The Quran states, "Behold," Allah said, "O Jesus, I will make those who follow thee superior to those who reject faith to the day of resurrection." Surah 3, verse 55. The Quran also states that Abraham and Jacob submitted their lives to God. Surah 2, verses 131 to 133. It is well known that the Quran classified Jesus, it's called Isa in the Quran, and all the prophets as ones who submitted their lives to God. Surah 2, verse 136. The Quran describes the followers of Jesus as ones who submit their lives to God. This fact is very clear, Surah 3, verse 52, and Surah 5, verse 111, for example. Okay, so the significant fact is, according to the Quran, a Muslim is one who submits his whole self to God and is a doer of good. And it is significant, my Muslim friend, that a person can submit his life to God without following Muhammad or the Quran. Interestingly, in the past week, me and my wife, especially my wife, is exchanging emails and messages with her Muslim family. You know, my wife, born and raised as a Muslim. And she told him, "Why you call us blasphemous? Isn't it true that we are people who believe in one God, and Muhammad allowed Muslim men to marry Christian women? Muhammad even married a Christian woman. So don't treat me like an infidel or a blasphemer. You should be able to talk with me." And thank God the conversation is still continuing until today. My dear Muslim friend, when you read the Bible, you will discover that the true believers in God and followers of Jesus Christ are called to surrender their lives completely and submit their whole being to to the one and only living God, the creator of heaven and earth. So this is the clear teaching of the Bible and of Jesus and his disciples. The Bible urges believers, for example, to submit themselves to God. James 4, verse 7. So we tell Muslims, don't be scared when we talk to you about Jesus and think mistakenly that you are going to commit the unforgivable sin, because you can submit your whole life to God through believing in Jesus and following his teaching. The believers who truly submit their lives to God, we believe they are the followers of Jesus, because Jesus commanded us to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength. And when we decide to do that every day, we give God everything, our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts, our will, our hopes, our dreams, our goals. We live for God. And we are called every day to deny ourselves, not to live depending on ourselves and not to live for ourselves, and do God's will, even if it takes us to the death of the self-centered life. And it will. So Christ can live in us and through us, and God can control our lives. So we are called to live for God, to live for the kingdom of God, not for our kingdom. Those are the true believers and followers of Jesus Christ, my Muslim friend. When you believe in Jesus and follow him, you will please God, because Jesus' teaching will lead you to submit your life to God 100%. A Muslim person means one who submits to God and does good works, and tell him Jesus' teaching has the highest moral teaching and spiritual teaching that will lead you to the best relationship with God. And my Muslim friend, I have to remind you, if you really want to submit your life to God, and that is the goal of your life, you must be brave enough to live by what God has revealed in the Holy Scriptures. You should not follow the opinions of men or traditions, because if it contradicts the clear revelation of God, then you should follow the Word of God, which is found in the Holy Scriptures. Also, genuine believers do not follow their own preference or their own interpretations or their own feelings. Jesus taught us not to do whatever we like to do. Why? Because we keep all the words of God in our hearts and our minds, and we ask God continually to guide us, and we establish our beliefs and attitudes and conduct based on a balanced assimilation of the Word of God. My dear Muslim friend, I know that you are not satisfied in your life. You may be burdened and worried and lonely. You may be spiritually and emotionally thirsty. The God of the Bible does not desire for you to live life this way. Jesus offers a comforting invitation when he said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." John 7, verse 37. Physical water satisfies your body. Jesus promised that he will satisfy your heart, my Muslim friend. And we can pray together so you can put your faith in Jesus. Let's pray, my dear brothers and sisters. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you, God, that you gave us the living water. By your grace, you opened our heart and minds and helped us to know the truth and to believe and follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, we surrender our lives into your hand, God, right now. And we even ask you if there is 1% in our lives that is not surrendered to your hand, to your will. God, we give you that 1%. And if we are unable to give it to you, God, take it. Help us through trials, through circumstances, to surrender our lives to you, our hearts, our minds, our will, 100% to God. God guides us to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My dear brothers and sisters, if I can help you in any way, please don't hesitate to contact me. I will do my best to pray with you and to help you as much as possible. I am here to serve you. God's grace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.